Good evening. Welcome to our celebration this evening. This is our special Christmas time celebration with the choir and orchestra. I just wanted to say a little bit about tonight's performance before we begin. First of all, we do not want to sing at you. We want to sing with you this evening. So anytime there are words on the screen, please sing along. Feel free to do that. We're going to sing and worship the Lord together. Also, you should have received when you came in a program with the responsive reading in it. Obviously, your part is the part that says congregation. Okay, so follow along with us there. The choir will also help you come in and do those parts as well. And so we are so thankful that you're here tonight, and we're going to worship the Lord in song and scripture reading and quotations of songs and many other things. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name.
Let heaven and nature sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Well, this is Christmas. The very sound of the word brings many things to your mind. It depends on who you are. Maybe Christmas is sad this year. Maybe you're living without a spouse for the first time. Or maybe it's exciting because you're a child and you're looking forward to getting presents. Do you remember that? You remember that? And you couldn't wait until Christmas came, and then before you know it, it was just all, it was gone. And you had to look forward to next year. But Christmas brings memories of many things. Children laughing, the sounds of carols, and the entire world singing. It is, and always has been, the season of joy. And that's what we are declaring tonight. So we want to invite you to worship with us. Raise our voices, lift our hands, worship God's beloved gift, His Son, Jesus Christ, who was born, as He said, to bring us everlasting life
joy
and to glorify the Father. Joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
Joy to the world. Well, this season began long ago, before stables, stars, and angel songs. He began in the solitude of a stone temple, with bowed heads and upraised hands. It began in the pages of ancient parchments and the petitions of midnight prayers.
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
Lift up thine eyes round about and see, for thy light has come.
O come, Emmanuel.
But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a son. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
O come, Emmanuel.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger,
because there was no room for them in the inn.
Rejoice, Emmanuel has come to thee.
And so Jesus entered our world, not with the thunder of heaven, but with the gentle lullaby of a young mother's heart. All is calm.
All is bright.
He did not come to us with wealth and worldly position, but in poverty and humility.
All is calm. All is bright.
He did not come to conquer. He came to set us free.
All is calm. All is bright.
O holy night.
Thank you.
to the world. The Lord is come.
Let every heart prepare him.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
And heaven and nature sing.
Every valley shall be exalted.
And every mountain and hill shall be made low.
Joy in the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Come and join the heavenly host and make the earth resound with praise. Raise your hands, lift your voices. I bring you good news of great joy. Your Savior is born. And tonight we're going to sing and celebrate. We ask that you stand and sing along with us with some great Christmas carols.
Jesus.
Thank you. You may be seated. Glory to God in the highest. Glory in excelsis Deo.
Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing.
Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, our newborn King.
Glory in excelsis Deo.
In excelsis Deo. How quickly and beautifully praise turns to worship in the presence of holiness. Come, approach the manger. Bow with the shepherds and the angels. We are on hallowed ground and have come to worship the Lord of Lords. call of the manger has been given. It's the invitation of the solitary star that went forth.
Come ye, come ye to Bethlehem.
Come and behold him, born the King of angels.
Oh, come, let us adore him.
And so the faithful came. Magi from the east found their way to the Holy Child. They recognized him as the king whose coming had been foretold, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Two righteous servants of God named Simeon and Anna had waited their entire lives for the promised one to come. When they beheld the small baby in his mother's arms, they recognized him as their long-awaited Messiah. And Simeon cried, "Mine eyes have seen your salvation. And now, how will you respond? Will you recognize him? Will you call him your salvation? Your Messiah, your King? Will you come?"
Share with me the angel throne to
And so this is Christmas. And this is what we celebrate. And when the Lord wanted to speak a perfect word, He spoke Jesus.
Amen.
And I just want to speak to you from my heart right now. Make sure that Christmas, as wonderful as all the tinsel and lights and everything that we love so much, and the warm fuzzy feelings and the Christmas movies that we watch and all of that, make sure that's not a distraction from the real message of Christmas.
Amen.
Which is the amazing idea of the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And John says that that Word was made flesh and dwelt where? Among us. Emmanuel, God with us.
Amen.
So it is our prayer tonight that we celebrate the incarnation first. Sure, we have a great time at Christmas and we love family and friends and all that other stuff. But let's look at what the season is really about. And it's about salvation. It's about hope, joy, and peace. But not as the world means those things. But the hope and joy and peace that Christ can bring into our lives.
Yes.
We're going to sing this song, Jesus Saves. And after that, I'm going to ask that pastor come.
Hey, John, you have a lot of your students here tonight, don't you? You have some. Can we recognize them right now? Oh, from the community band as well. Oh, your mom has some students. I saw the two here. Very good. Shelby's here. Lift your hand up, Shelby. Very good.
Amen.
And we sure do appreciate that. It is a wonderful thing that people are still embracing this aspect of our culture when everyone else is walking away from it.
Amen.
And so, welcome. And if you're a guest or visitor, please grab one of these white cards in the pew and drop it in the offering plate. Gentlemen, you can come forward. And then I want to draw your attention to the back of the program. And Jonathan wisely decided to add this last page to the back of your program. And you might need to know this so that you don't come to church when the doors are locked. And because we do have an altered holiday schedule. And so John's taking the time to make sure that everything is articulated very nicely there so that you know when to come back to church. And next Sunday night we'll have our Christmas party, and all of you are invited to come back. And you and the band that have come and join us, we'd love to have you back as well. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the time and effort that went into preparing a program that is filled with gospel truth and songs that for many have become very unfamiliar, are being brought back to our mind and inserted into our very conscious through singing. And the truth of your word has been presented and surrounded by song and sounds that are just beautiful and glorious and God-honoring. And so we pray that you would bless this offering and the rest of the program. In Jesus' name, amen.
Joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
Joy to the world, the Lord is now.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is now.
Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise.
Let heaven and nature sing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is now.
And now, as we prepare to leave this place of celebration and rejoicing, where it's so warm and comfortable, and we can share in one another's fellowship, we share a special Christmas blessing with you. We want to pause to remember the cherished words of the season, like peace.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful.
And love.
We love Him because He first loved us.
And hope.
Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
And of course, joy.
That your joy may be full.
Yes, may your joy be complete this moment, this night, this Christmas, and every day forward in the joy of Christ. Joy to the world.
The Lord is come.
The fragrance of His peace soar through your heart like a dove released. Hide in His wings, O weary, distant soul. He'll guide your spirit home. His love pour from on high, flow to the depths of your deepest sigh. Oh, come and drink from the only living stream, and on His shoulder lean. And may the whole that will not deceive, through every pain bring eternal ease. There is no night that can steal the promises His coming brings to Jesus. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Amen. We want to thank you for coming this evening. We're going to go ahead and let the choir get out of the aisles. And then you can be dismissed. We want to remind you that tonight, after we're dismissed, we have a members meeting. So we will adjourn back in here in about 5 minutes. And the coffee shop will be open and everything will be ready to go. And so thank you for coming and have a very, very Merry Christmas.